This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Courtney Stewart joins me live in studio. She's a star reporter over at The Hook, online at readthehook.com, and she is the author of this week's cover story titled Off Campus and at Risk, the Hidden Fire Danger for Students, which looks specifically at the student population, but the message is there for us all, the truth about smoke detectors. Can we start with, tell me, Courtney, when you first became aware that this was a story, when you were talking in the newsroom and you first realized, oh, you mean there's not just one kind of smoke detector. There's different kinds of smoke detectors. And the one that most people have it ain't crap. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I didn't come to that realization on my own. I was doing a story on the fire on Lewis Mountain Road. That was actually a March 2007 fire.
Yeah, right over there across from St. Thomas Aquinas Church, right?
Yeah, but it was a year later, and I don't remember exactly why, but maybe they were doing sort of a 1 year after that, and one of the survivors of that fire, Ashley Motter, was going to be speaking to media, I think, at the fire department. But anyway, I got just an email out of the blue that just from this guy, and it just said, call me about this fire. And it had an article about that fire, and just that was the only sentence and his phone number. And so I'm a curious type, so I called him. And
you are a reporter.
there is a reason I'm in that line of work, because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
And so I did call him, and that's when he sort of started talking to me about this and asking me, do I know what kind of detector? And I said, well, do you mean, did it have a battery? And he said, no, do you know what kind of detector it was? And I had no idea. But then I proceeded to learn more than I ever imagined I would.
And for folks who are clueless and don't know, give us the basic ABCs of what we're talking about.
Sure.
There's basically two different kinds.
Well, I think there's more than two. There's two main kinds.
Yeah.
And you have heat detectors, and you probably have some other lesser known technologies. But the two main kinds are ionization detectors, which use a small amount of radioactive material in a chamber. And so that's one kind. And then the other type is called photoelectric, and that uses a beam of light. And when smoke particles interrupt the light, it triggers the alarm.
And the one that most people have that we sort of grew up with and you buy at Lowe's is the first kind.
Really, virtually everybody, unless you have a hardwired system from, say, ADT, they all use photoelectrics. But if you have purchased detectors from Lowe's or Home Depot, or you've built a house and the builder has gotten it from some building supply, it's more than 90% are ionization detectors. And they have the same, I mean, they're approved. They bear the stamp of approval from Underwriters Laboratories. And there's nothing that would really tell you, labeling-wise, what the problems are.
What they do well. But what they don't do and aren't billed to do is, correct me.
What they supposedly do well is respond quickly to actual flames. And they do marginally better than photoelectric detectors detecting actual flames in most studies. They'll maybe 30 seconds faster, sometimes less, depending on where the fire breaks out. But what they don't do is detect smoke before flames are present, and it has to do with the size of the particles that are released. So when you have actual flames, you have small particles, and those are picked up better by the ionization detector. But again, not that much better. And they simply... they may not respond at all to larger particles that are being let off by smoldering fires. So that's like, if a cigarette is the typical scenario, it's a cigarette left on a couch or something that smolders, but it doesn't have to be a cigarette. This is not just for smokers. It can be a faulty wiring that catches something that then smolders for a while, and it could smolder for an hour or more, releasing really toxic fumes into your house that you're then breathing while you're sleeping.
Yeah, and that's usually what kills people while they're sleeping, right? The smoldering fires,
the
flames.
Well, people can become incapacitated from breathing this stuff, so that if they have an ionization detector, when it eventually goes off, they're already, even if they do awaken, they're disoriented. I mean, they have carbon monoxide poisoning possibly. Plus, now they're dealing with a house full of flames instead of the little bit of smoke that should have triggered the fire an hour earlier.
So the
the smoke detector.
We're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook. The ionization detectors that most people have is really a flame detector.
Exactly.
Not really a smoke detector.
That's exactly. And that's what this guy, his name is Jay Fleming. He's a deputy fire chief in Boston, Massachusetts. He said, that's exactly his line. He says, they're fire detectors. They're not smoke detectors.
Right. And the one that we should have to really detect the smoke while we're sleeping is the photoelectric ones.
Which
I know they don't sell them at Lowe's. You can get them at Martin's Hardware in town.
You can get them at Martin's. You can get them at Meadowbrook, which both started carrying them in the last year because they weren't aware either. They are slightly more expensive.
Who knows this stuff? Yeah, I mean,
they are slightly more expensive.
Maybe $15 instead of $6.
Yeah, you can order them on like Amazon, or you can order them online from Lowe's, but Lowe's won't carry them in the store. They carry one combination model, which is a whole different issue, and that there is debate over whether that would be the ideal.
Yeah.
Because then you have both types, but the biggest problem, in addition to not detecting smoldering smoke, is that ionization detectors are the ones that go off when you're making toast, when you're cooking pizza, and it burns, a little bit. When you don't actually have a fire, they go off. And so the biggest problem is that people get so irritated and frustrated that they take the battery out or rip it off the wall, and then they've got nothing. Then you're back to not having a smoke detector at all. And so combination detectors, one argument against them is that it does nothing to deal with that issue, so you're still going to have people taking the batteries out and then disabling both sides.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that they adjust the reaction levels. The manufacturers, they're less sensitive in order to try to deal with that nuisance alarm problem.
Yeah.
So then you're dealing with a less sensitive detector, or potentially. You are.
We're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook, online at readthehook.com. So the takeaway from this and your advice to people is buy a photoelectric smoke detector, not an ionization flame detector.
Yeah, you really need to be specific. And if you already have ionization detectors in your house, don't take them down before you've gotten something else. I mean, you really don't want to end up having nothing. They're not worse than having nothing. So I want to make sure I say that. But if you're going to buy the photoelectrics, you can stick both of them up. Say if you're not having problems with nuisance alarms, it's not going to hurt you to have an ionization detector in your house, but you need to have the photoelectric technology also so that you are protected really from the type of fire that is the most likely to break out at night. And hopefully nobody listening and, nobody is actually going to have to do it, but I write stories like the one this week.
This happens all the time.
It happens all the time, and the people that I talk to and the grieving families that have lost people in fires, they didn't really think that they were going to be in this situation either.
Yeah.
So it's just
something that everybody needs to know, and most people aren't even aware of.
It's one of these things. It would be really not that much money and really not that big a deal to just do it, and then you don't have to think about it.
Yeah. And so get the right smoke detector.
Get the right smoke detector.
Photoelectric. Martin Hardware, Meadowbrook Pharmacy, here in town, or you can order them online. Photoelectric.
Right, and you need to make sure you have one on every level, and preferably in every bedroom, because if you sleep with the door shut or ever have the door shut, the smoke is going to be impeded by a closed door.
With those photoelectrics, are you supposed to hang them up high like the other ones, or because they use a beam of light, are you supposed to have them lower?
You can just put them up high where they're... they can go exactly where.
So tell me about the cover story in this week's Hook. This takes an angle on this whole story by looking at the students who've returned to our community at the university, many of whom, the vast majority of whom, and really this is true pretty much since the 1840s, live off grounds.
Right.
They don't live on grounds.
Right.
They live in the community. They live in homes in our neighborhoods. You write about how they're particularly at risk.
Yeah, well, they are because, they're living with usually there's lots of people living in the house, or at least there's a couple. I mean, it's not often that a student is going to have their house.
Oftentimes, people coming and going.
People coming and going.
Doors
people staying
locked.
Over.
Yeah.
You've got, it's a lifestyle where people are, up late. Nothing wrong with, nothing wrong with having a good time. I certainly did. You can have candles that were lit. There's just lots of opportunities. And also, a lot of the time, these are older houses that may have older wiring. They certainly are mostly going to be equipped with ionization detectors. And this story, I talked to two fathers who are actually in Ohio who lost their daughters in off-campus fires within the last 6 years. One was in 2003 and one was 2005. And they are just, you know, and in one of those houses where I think three students died, seven got out, three died. It had 17 smoke detectors.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, the landlord clearly was not a guy who didn't care. And he really, he knew that
Wait
they
a
were...
Wait a minute. There's a house that burned. The people died in the fire. And this house had 17
ionization detectors. Some of them had been disabled, and he knew that they were having problems because they kept taking the batteries out, you know, but they were able to confirm that at the very least six functioned during the fire, and possibly many more.
Yeah.
The remaining 11 may have.
And of course, this is the story we hear constantly around the country. I had a smoke detector, it wasn't the right kind.
Right. And then
it was the kind that detects fire. But then it goes off too late because
right.
you're already dead.
Yeah, and you know, you can't know for sure in a lot of these fires because the people aren't there to give you a report of what happened. They died. So sometimes you get stories like that one where you can the boy who woke up, and I didn't really go into this in the article, by the time he woke up, he was on a first floor bedroom. The smoke was so thick, he woke up gagging and had to go out a window. And the people that were upstairs, and he woke up to the detector. But by the time it was off, you know, he was.
It was too late.
It was literally almost too late for him to escape the first floor.
So in the second floor, they could already have been dead.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, just a raging inferno.
Yeah, and that again is the ionization, which detects flames.
Yeah.
Not the photoelectric, which can go off so much earlier by detecting the smoldering
and
smoke.
It will also go off for flames. In tests. I mean, the argument for the combination is that in tests, the photoelectric can be about 30 seconds slower in flames, but the risk of the nuisance alarm is what, I mean, I think a lot of the photoelectric advocates are saying. 30 seconds, you still have time, you still can get out, you know, the flames can't, they're not going to, unless there's an explosion, in which case, you know, no matter what you've got.
Yeah.
But 30 seconds is worth people not disabling the detectors and worth the hour or more that you get.
What's been we're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook. I'm curious what has been the reaction of government and of the fire industry, you know, the people who sell these things. What's been their reaction to this growing awareness in America that, hey, there are different types of fire extinguishers and one doesn't really work that well.
You won't find anybody.
Or fire detectors.
You won't find anybody willing to say if you have an ionization detector, that's the best you can do. Everybody at this point is acknowledging that. I mean, the major organizations are acknowledging that photoelectric is superior in smoldering fires. It's scientifically proven. I mean, there have just been so many tests. It's pretty much been proven. So they all agree with that. The question, and you know, how this has gone on so long. The other thing I go into in this article is that, really, for decades there have been tests that have shown this. And so, how is it that the public hasn't been made aware of this? How is it that when you go to Lowe's, all you can buy is the bad kind?
Yeah.
When they have known there's been plenty. I cite a 1980 study that was done by the International Association of Fire Chiefs.
You're kidding. That's 30 years.
And their conclusion is, ionizations are insufficient. We can only and citing the nuisance alarms, we can only recommend photoelectric as sort of the baseline protection for a home. And then, you know, in 1995, I think it was, Texas A&M engineers undertook like a 2 years, or I guess probably in the 2 years preceding that, in 1995, they published stunning results from that, saying, I mean, your chances of dying in a fire when you have an ionization detector are astronomically higher than if you have a photoelectric. I mean, it's like you have a 3% chance of dying in a fire with a photoelectric in a smoldering fire, and like a 55.6% chance.
Yeah.
And in a flaming fire, because people disable them, having photoelectrics overall, you still have a 4% chance of dying and like a 20% chance of dying.
Because there are people that take the batteries out no matter what it is.
Right. Well, hopefully, I mean, photoelectrics could still have nuisance alarms. There could still be false alarms, but it's at a much less frequent rate.
We're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook. Her cover story is in this week's edition. It just hit the newsstand, so check it out. And something you definitely want to read.
This is, I guess, another reason, you know, what sort of got me writing about it this month is it's National Campus Fire Safety Month. And UVA, I should point out, has voluntarily, I mean, they figured this out, that all of their new dormitories are equipped with hardwired photoelectrics and backup sprinkler systems. So those kids basically have state-of-the-art fire protection. The old dorms, you know, not that they are still ionization, but they say that as they renovate, yeah, they will be replacing systems. So they also know.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, that's interesting that the new dorms at UVA, they're slowly, yeah, getting them switched over to the photoelectric good, ionization,
yeah,
bad.
I mean, and also for the last 30 years, companies like ADT and with Brinks, all of these, they've only put photoelectrics in because they've known that the research has been there. So it's just, it's really disgusting and appalling that, you know, people have been dying. And they may not have, you know, I can't say with certainty, but BRK, who makes First Alert, has lost two lawsuits as a result of fatal fires, where juries ruled that the ionization detector was just, yeah, a faulty piece of equipment that did not protect, didn't do what it was supposed to do.
What's this about a study that shows that the use of these ionization detectors throughout the years has saved lives? Or?
Well, I think there's a pretty widespread belief that smoke detectors in houses have, I've heard the number 50%, that it's reduced fire deaths by 50%. But that same study I mentioned, the 95 Texas A&M one, they found that smoke detectors really had nothing to do with it because the rate of fire deaths has stayed the same. The number of fires has gone down, and they attribute that in the study to decrease in smoking, better building materials, just a variety of factors, yeah, that have, yeah, actually decreased the number of fires overall, but that we still have it's like an 8 in 1,000 chance of dying in a fire. The rate of, or 8 deaths per 1,000 fires has stayed the same all along. And if you have, at the beginning of that time frame, 5% of houses with a smoke detector, and at the end, 90% of houses or more, why hasn't the rate gone down?
Why are the same number of people dying? Because most of them have the crappy smoke detectors that don't work.
Right.
That aren't the kind you need.
Yeah.
So I guess before we go to the phones, we want to get a real quick call in. A quick question. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, hey, I've moved into this house or I'm renting. I don't know what that is up on the wall. How do I tell the difference? Or should I just...
If you take it off and you look on the back and you see americium, I forget, and then a number, but or anything that says radioactive.
That's ionization.
That's ionization.
And that's not what you want.
But you can't always... Sometimes it says nothing. If it says nothing, I would err on the side of caution and assume it's ionization.
And go to Martin's Hardware or Meadowbrook and pick up a photoelectric smoke detector.
Yeah. But don't take your smoke detectors down before you have the new ones ready.
Let's go to the phones. Bill is on line one. Hey, Bill, got time for a quick call. Go right ahead.
Are you saying that the local fire department is not putting in the correct fire detectors that they talk about on the radio all the time?
The local fire departments are giving out combination detectors, and I mentioned earlier that there is ongoing debate. I know that the position of Charlottesville Fire Chief Charles Werner, is that right now he really believes that combination is the way to go, and that's what they're giving out. So that, other than the fact that you are still going to be vulnerable to nuisance alarms with that, that's why a lot of other detector experts and photoelectric, yeah, proponents would say that they don't agree with that. But I would say
photoelectric.
A combination is far superior than ionization alone.
It's not as good as a photoelectric.
Well, you still have the nuisance alarm problem.
Yeah.
So that's the issue with that.
Bill, thank you. Great call. Good question. Courtney Stewart, read her article this week in The Hook. And have a great night.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.